destroy these crystals back then, because we know what it can do now. Back then, yeah, so you might want to put it in something a little more solid. Unless you can, you might want to put it under like the jacket. Put the jacket and fluff that up. Or put the crystals together and hold it between the crystals or something like that. You good? Oh yeah, that'll work too. That should work. So you see, in the ancient Egypt, you see them, like, from my research, they would even have a temple set up to where light would be coming in, a temple at a certain hole, mm-hmm. and the hole would be shoot down to a clear quartz crystal. You know what I mean? And so that makes me wonder, like, why? What was the power of the crystals even back then? Because we know what it can be used for now.
Yeah.
Since they used it for back then. But, man, one thing I have experienced, though.
Wasn't it Wi-Fi? In those times, cause you know, like you seen in the hieroglyphs, they had like it was holding, like it looked like, you know, a goddess was holding something in her hand, and it looked like the Wi-Fi symbol, like you see on your phone. Yeah, you never seen that?
I'm trying. I know what image you're talking about. I'm trying to make out what symbol. I know, yeah. Because the technology that we got now, the Sumerians, and they've been had that. Cell phones and all of that.
Mm.
And video chat. Like, my boy Young, you got to break that down. And little and be video chatting. Like, where you at? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the humans over here doing this. So they been having, like, bro, they've been having signal, but their signal was to other star systems. Like, if you're saying Wi-Fi, if I had to answer your question, did they have Wi-Fi, whether they using that for Wi-Fi, then yeah, but they Wi-Fi was
awesome. To next Cyrus. Level. To another planet.
Was tapping the Sirius constellation, booties, you know what I'm saying? And, like, they shit was called niggas on other planets, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
That's type of Wi-Fi they was using these crystals for, according to the information what I've been taught. But yeah. One thing I can say, I've experienced myself what these crystals, what are they for? Like, why does they have the, because they open dimensions. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Everybody knows that the crystals is for dimensions. You know what I mean? And how greater can you get than this dimension and on to the next dimension? That means everything that happens in this room, including God, you know what I'm saying? These crystals can help you jump. You know what I mean? So one thing I can say is, like, that clear quartz that you're holding right now, and one of my dreams tapping in, you know what I mean? I had came back to my room from another dimension, like through the ceiling. You know what I mean? But I was holding my clear quartz. I was just like holding my clear quartz and like talking to it or like praying with it, you know what I mean? And I was holding it. And so ever since then I've known if I hold my clear quartz like that, I can jump dimensions.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All you gotta do is close your eyes and you know what I mean, you see that you can leave this body. You can leave whatever's going on in this dimension. These crystals. So they probably had them in the temples with the light to hit it, so that whole area would be a dimension.
And so
yeah, anything walking to and from there could be disappearing. Stuff could walk through there. You know what I mean? Because you got to remember, what there isn't such word. There really isn't such thing as possible anymore with the knowledge that we have now of extraterrestrials and of strange phenomena, supernatural. There really is no such thing as impossible.
Yeah.
If a nigga tell you he can lift the building and is gonna be able to do it one day, it's a strong possibility this nigga might be able to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just for the fact that we've seen it, nothing here is solid, absolute, or finished. It's always growing. You know what I'm saying? Just for the fact that we've seen, I've seen myself shape-shift in the mirror, different parts of my body growing, strange things, supernatural events happening, where the coins come out of my foot, or things, strange things happening with you. You know that anything can be done. Anything can happen. This is not no rule law book here for what happens in this universe. Niggas can levitate, niggas can disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All that. Reincarnation. That's why we got the video going right now. Because if you think that any level of knowledge is not the God knowledge, anything you use, anything you learn, you can take with you. And take it into your afterlife or your heavens.
So
which they call your dreams.
So look right.
Second, man, that's power. Even seeing
that, power. You did. So it's this
turn the music down just a little bit so I can hear my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I want want people to hear it, but it's turned out just a little bit. So it's not strong in my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You can go join there, press no thanks, and then turn it down on YouTube. Bring it down just a little bit. You're right there. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's super perfect.
So, like, it's this, this viral thing on TikTok where somebody was taking a picture of Sacramento, right? And they had seen a person pop up on a picture as a, let me see if we can pull it up. Because you was talking about how they use crystals as a, or stones as a way to bring dimension or inner dimension. And they trying to say that this is where it happened at.
Right, it was cut the music. Now we gotta get serious. Now we gotta get focused. You know what I mean?
He said, cut the music.
Yeah, I don't need no distraction. If we talk about some paranormal stuff.
Let me see.
This is my realm right here. I can tap straight into that. I don't even need no vibes. Yeah. No vibes for that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can use straight fire.
I'm trying to remember what tomb it was. It was a tomb in Egypt, and they had took the picture, and a person had popped up when they took the picture, and they weren't even there. Like, that person wasn't even there. Yeah,
that's happened, bro. That's happened a lot in Egypt.
Yeah.
People who be going, they've some archaeologists caught that as well. They be doing the History Channel. They caught, when they took a picture of it, there was somebody standing there in a joint that wasn't. Cause, I mean, of course, I mean, you think these temples were popping back then, and the energy is just
going to... They ain't going to pop now.
Yeah, like, there ain't no energy going to come to that temple at all. When that type of civilization was going on, that type of magic, where that whole thing was magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know the magic was real. You know magic. How could everything that we see now, they're doing, making stuff appear from out of nowhere, they're doing in Africa now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we had Egypt popping. That's why, you know what I mean, I don't tap in with disbelievers. That's one of the main things that I speak on is disbelief. If you think that you are square, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
A plus B equals, you know what I mean? C, if your mind is not expanded to knowing the realm that you in, how this realm, anything can happen, anything is happening, then you ain't on my level. You can't talk to me. If you think that you know a thing and think that thing can't grow and think this is, you know what I mean, A square to B square, then I know for a fact you ain't on that God level of the create, the realm of create. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where things constantly flowing from the planes, from these
from the ether.
Yeah, from the ether air planes. You got it, you know what I mean? From the realm of this, you know what I mean, like some niggas call it a dark place, a dark matter. But from that spawns all types of random spirits. And that's how you think we got here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just spawn, man. Like, that's how I feel. Like, we just spawn just from multiple different forms. We came into this form. From multiple different realms of spirit being spirits. And images. And you know what I mean? That's nothing that makes video fire. Is if we can try to figure out what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah,
deal. Yeah, like what? Who can figure out the beginning? Everybody tries to talk about it. Everybody has an explanation for it. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of the things that the Egyptians. I'm like, man, I want to know what the Egyptians say. They say we came from the dark waters of our mother. That's why I always talk about the boat and the dock. You know what I mean? Your soul going through the celestial, because the Egyptians said we come from the dark waters of none. You know what I mean?
Right.
The net.
Darkness.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean?
So.
And this was opened at 2.2.
Statue change color or glow, even move, blink, smile for a split second. And it wasn't just the humans that were picking up some sort of unusual activity in this space. Our technology did too. Cameras started doing really weird things when we attempted to film or take photos of her.
it was going crazy. And when I go
next to it,
flat lights.
There's no light.
Nothing.
Man, we got pictures of me. That's what Sack meant.
Right. That's what made it crazy. Made me want to like look more into it, cause it's like, bro, we just took a picture with Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? And we was able to see.
You seen him throwing the cat's claw. You seen him throwing the cat's claw. Sacramento ain't no joke. And that energy, like, that's a real deal.
Yeah, this how you know it ain't no joke.
The cat head,
Sacramento. You know it ain't no joke.
Yeah. And then the cat head, the Sacramento, and all them that. They're fashioned after the real Pashas, the real cat-headed deities that they live. They're extraterrestrials. They're cat-headed extraterrestrials called Moors.
Yeah.
Moors, like M-U-U-R. I mean, cat-head. You know what I mean? Cat-headed one. Cathedral. Cat-head real. Or the Catholics. Cat-holistic or holy cat. You know what I mean?
You said cat-lo-risket.
Cat-holistic. A holy cat. That's why you can see the female. That's why you see the females with the meow, like with the cat, with the cattiness to them, with the acting like cats when they really tap into their spirituality.
Yeah,
it's because these Ari from Sirius or these cat-headed extraterrestrials are real beings that came that was here on our planet. Came here on our planet. You know what I mean, and you see the worship of them all over the planet. This cat-headed being that you call a segment. You know what I mean? Sacramento ain't the only cat-headed being that is famous in our galaxy. You know what I mean? But their energy is powerful because these are real beings. Like, I'm connected with them. I'm actually an offspring of these beings.
Yeah.
They call it the Lyrans. I seen it in the vision I had, and that's why I made the YouTube video about the Lyrans, cat extraterrestrial. Yeah. I seen myself with the orange mustache, like a cat, like type whiskers. In a vision one time through my third eye, like in a cat, I had a cat nose. Well, I had a lion, the lion nose of a lion, and I had this huge orange mustache, but it was my same face, but I was like part Lyran.
Yeah.
Lyran hybrid, you know what I'm saying? Hybrid, yeah. I said it right.
What makes it crazy is like, not necessarily crazy, but that second mat, how powerful she is in real. Like, she came through me through a meditation. Like, it was like I shifted from her into...
Yeah, you told me. Yeah. I always wanted to know more about that.
Yeah, that's where I... When
you
I,
told me about that, John.
When I was at ODU, I was meditating. And I was... I don't even remember what frequency I was listening to at the time. It was
like a Nipsey meditation.
Yeah, it was like Nipsey Sacramento.
You transformed into Nip.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was like sitting like this. Like, I was on the throne. Type deal, and then I just like it's like I saw myself like transition. Yeah, into
I'm saying that's probably the energy you come in too. Like, yeah, you seeing your higher self and one of these cat type being lion type beings. Mm-hmm. That's the energy I come in, and you see it on the shroom, like you notice on the shrooms. You know what I mean? We on shrooms right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, but you notice on the shrooms that at first your personality will come off as strict, stubborn. You know what I mean? If you go look at the personalities, cat head extraterrestrials, these lion type beings, they got cat head, they got lion head, jaguar head beings, and they warriors, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember how I told you, I dropped the video, animal souls, you know what I mean? Because you in a human car, but you got the soul of an animal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really got the soul of these dogs, and, you know what I mean? And these lions, and these real beasts, these real... Everybody knows that when you get into the heavens, I mean, you got human animals.
Yeah.
Niggas that got the body of a man, but the head of a lion, and the head of a dog, and the head of birds. Like, anybody who's been into the spiritual realms and they've had dreams traversing the heavens, they usually always tell you that angels look like animals. You know what I mean?
Say they look like what?
Angels look like animals. You know, and so people just see that when they go to these higher dimensions through their dreams or through like near death experiences, they say like, "Yo, I seen God. And he had all of these like angels with him, and they was like had the head of lions and body of a man." I'm like, "Yeah, those larynx, not the body of a man, but like standing animals." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of them got full animal like bird form, but they They're like human, like they're like intelligent. They got their own crafts. You know what I mean? So the lion beings, those are some of the first beings that actually came to me when I started my journey, like with psychedelic, like my mushroom journey was like these cat head beings started showing themselves to me. Then they showed me I'm one of their descendants, I'm one of their offspring on the earth. And that's why I have a mission. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my personality is like theirs. Like goal oriented, like if I got a plan and also courageous, like standing up for others, you know what I mean? Like, that's the personality of these cat head, these Moors, you know what I mean? And they with us now.
So felines and lions. They're
spiritual beings.
I don't mean to cut you off. So felines and lions, they two different categories of the.
Well, feline meaning cat. You know what I'm saying? Like feline meaning like a lion.
Yeah, but
when I say cat, it's just like a name, like big cat, like lions, panthers, pumas. Those would be the feline lions. Those would be the lion beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are the beings right there.
So let's dive into what we were talking about when we was on. We was looking through the books about
these ones right.
This
one right here.
And how we think
or was world.
Like we were saying like Ra was battling with Apep while he was on his boat.
Yeah, and, Ra's boat of creation.
Yeah, and we was looking at with Set and Osiris, right?
Yeah, the two brothers.
And it's a battle. They were battling. And then you have Enki and Enlil.
Two brothers
battling.
That Sumerian book right there.
You did. So it's like.
Also, that's like Cain and Abel almost too.
Right. So is it like. We was thinking like, is it like some incarnation type of vibes, like in different areas of the like civilization, like this is what goes on, like battles of the, like we were saying the other day, battle of the throne.
It's the war of the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Cause do you see the Twi doing this like this the way we doing it?
Mm.
The little small 3 foot.
Right.
Do we see the Twi and Mbuti doing this? The ones who they say was really the oldest human being on the planet. Remember how I say the Twi, they came straight out of the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Through an evolutionary process of bacteria and germs. You know what I mean? A bacteria over time or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever was first in the universe.
Yeah.
Turned into these little Twi. These little 3 foot Twi. So do we see the Twi like constantly battling his brother and trying to be that nigga? No, we don't. This really seems like the war from heaven. The war in heaven.
Mm.
Like my boy Rod Hayes said. My boy Rod Hayes said, it's the Earthborn straight up versus the Anunnaki. Straight up against the Anunnaki. That's what this is. I mean, what's going on with the planet right now? He said, it's the Earthborn versus the Anunnaki. Straight up. Any nigga watching this video right now, you know what I mean? Yeah. That may not vibe or resonate, whatever I'm saying. That's an Anunnaki. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I'm his brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother. So he like trying to see how he can one-up me. What more does he know than I know?
Take deal.
You know what I mean? Shit, we all do it. I do the shit because it's the Anunnaki. It's the I am God genetic. It's the I will have no God before me genetics. Mm-hmm. Once you can learn to override your genetics and learn to love your brother as your own and see your brother, you know what I mean? Actually be able to be present with your brother. Actually see your brother as your own. Once you can do that, you start to override this war from this Nibiru. Because all it is two niggas that aren't from here battling on this earth from trying to make it ours. And we can't find our place the way we need to, the way we want to.
Right, and it's not even ours.
Because it's not the realm we're from. Let me say that clearly. This is not the realm that we are from.
It's not our original realm.
Nah. This is why you know what I mean when I say certain things. Why did they set it up like that? You know what I mean. You know what I mean? Why did they say, you know what I happy? You know what I mean? Why are there these multiple different things for words? Explanations for words. You see how I caught myself? You know what I mean? I say these multiple different meanings. Why? Because they know our thoughts translate to Nibiru. Or to the second sun that's out there now, which is in return. You know what I mean? They know our thoughts translate and traverse into the heavens, to the fourth heaven. You know what I mean? They know this. This is why when you're on shrooms, you seem to be accessing yourself from another dimension because you actually are. You know what I mean? This is why in Egypt, they show you the Ba, leaving the body.
Oh, dude, go to that.
Where is that?
Over here.
Over there?
Oh, yeah.
They show you the Ba, leaving the car, the physical car, the physical body. They show you the Ba right there, the soul, the wings, with the head of a man, and the body of a bird. Because what they're truly showing you, they're showing you that from the heavens you come to the heavens you will return. The body was not your end all be all. Like my mom would say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your body was, and but this is honestly why though. This is honestly why. Like you look, a certain look means this. Or da, 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 da. You know what I mean? This means that this is disrespect. Or this, you know what I mean? This means they like you. This means they love you. Why are you in these person's head? Where are you getting these thoughts from? Where is their thoughts at? Where is their head at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like it's in heaven. It's from heaven. All of it's from heaven. You know what I mean? You can even say this is the heavens right here. But as such as you can't see and all that, yeah. That's the really say in Sirius or Cyrus or Planet X. You know what I mean? From Nibiru. And so, like, you know, we're family, man. We're telepathic family. But we're clearly these Nephilim. We're clearly these angels. These angels who came down. And then we want Earth women. You know what I mean? Which is probably the offspring of the Twat and Buti and the Sandsman. And, you know what I mean? Even though how I was taught the Sandsman is a genetic upgrade or offspring of from the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
The Sandsman, I heard the Sandsman. But these Twa and, okay, that's right, the Bigfoot woman. These Twa that was here and these Sasquatches that was here, these Sasquatch women?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these is the ones, they don't believe in violence the way we do. That's Anunnaki stuff. You know what I mean? I'm gonna hit you upside the head. I'm gonna club you upside the head with a guy doggone with a club. If you disagree with me, that's anarchy, man. I'm telling you, bro, like we got a long way to go before we start recognizing who we are.
So,
but we getting there because we figured it out once before. On the surface, in the interior of the planet, there most of them got it. You know what I mean? On the surface, we getting there. All we needed was our son to come back for us to start, you know what I mean, receiving higher frequencies.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, go ahead, God.
So let's talk about the second son some more.
Like Andre said, New Blue Sun. Andre dropped that album, New Blue, trying to tell you something.
What he meant by that, the New Blue Sun.
He absolutely trying to tell you that Corona's back. Corona, you know what I mean? Coronavirus, you know what I mean? Trying to tell you, like, nigga, when that sun comes back, you know what I mean? And it's a new, when I say new blue sun, you know what I mean? So I've heard, as far as the blue part, I've heard a little bit of stuff, but I haven't researched it enough. I've heard something about the sun having, like, a blue, but actually, no, let me take that back. When you look at it, you can't see. When you look at the sun yourself,
mm-hmm.
You see, like, a light blue inside of all that orange and gold. You see like a ultraviolet light in the coming back from the sun. It's like the whole sun. It's like ultra the sun is like two beam. Colors.
Like an ultralight beam.
Yeah, like an ultraviolet, and then violet and blue is very close. You know what I'm saying? So that could be what he means. Is that because you know I've heard certain people refer to as the silver sun. The sun's out right now. They say it's silver. You know what I mean? But as far as in the colors, I haven't got too deep on the colors. That silver sun stuff, I could relate to that. I could feel that. Because I was like, man, this new sun is making me feel certain levels of silver. I feel like I got higher levels of silver in my bloodstream or in my DNA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm starting to turn into a silver surfer. Like, in these silver dragons. Like, Tiamat was a saltwater dragon of the red color. Her brother was the metallic dragons of the silvers and the golds. You know what I'm saying? She was the red dragon, so... You know what I mean? like yeah, that's what I know about that new blue sun. I know about the new sun, but the blue, the color blue, probably just got something to do with the way it looks. What you looking for? Under a microscope or something.
How you
like
know
that.
I'm lit. My car right here.
You got it done.
I thought I dropped it.
It's a different type of lit now. It's like a focus lit.
Yeah, it is.
That shit was weird. It just transitioned to, like, you know what I mean? At first, it was like a wild lit. It went to, like, presentation lit. Which is good, because you need any type of energy you can take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you get this work done, put this work out. Once you put it out, it's out forever.
You dig? That's what is crazy, because I was thinking, like when it's all said and done, man, and we reach judgment, right?
Yeah.
And then we bring up, like, we see in the Akashic Records our audio, all our efforts. Like, we hear our voices, like, down on earth.
I seen one time I fell asleep. And, like, it was mad people clapping for me. Like, I fell asleep for just a second. I was on my bed at nighttime. Mm-hmm. And all I seen was bright white light, like, super bright. All I heard was all of these claps. Sound like somebody was, like, shaking them, one of them fans or them click clackers, like, them little hand click clacks.
Yeah.
But they got the shape of a hand. It's like, yeah. All I heard, all people clapping for me. And I woke back up. I was on sleep for a second. So I feel like I had to see somebody afterlife. Because when you're putting the work out, it's always for somebody else. All this stuff we know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's always for somebody else to know what you know. So they can take it to their Akashic Records and they can just be enlightened, period. It's about enlightenment. Enlightenment is joy. You know what I mean? The right information, like, you could want to be happy all you want. But what if there's steps to being happy? You know what I mean? What if you have to do breathing meditations, what you do? You know what I mean? You got to do that breathing in 3 seconds, out 1 second. The Osiris breath. You know what I mean? What if you have to do mudras, which is hand symbols, you know what I mean, to raise your chakras? What if you do have to drink water? If you don't know this, you know what I mean, you can try to go drink salt water in order to be happy. Or somebody tell you to go get something nasty to be happy. If you never know any better, then you're going to go do that. If all the society says to go sacrifice an animal to be happy, and that's what you would think is... Because that's how they look at stuff in Africa. They think they had to do this and do that and do that. So,
yeah.
The information is what's most important to us extraterrestrials and the terrestrials. You know what I mean?
You say the information?
The information. That's more important than anything. That's like food.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. That's like food for us, is information. That's why somebody else will be able to eat this video up, eat this interview up.
Yeah.
Regardless of how we feel or what's on our minds at the present time, somebody else will be able to eat it up. As new information, because it's food for them. I mean, and scientists have even said that. They, like, learn new information, and then reading a book translates to the body as digesting food. Or digesting food, you know what I mean? So, that's what's most important when you're doing your that's really what's most important in life, is gaining the right information. Gain as much information as you can. All of it translates into your dreams. What you know goes into your dream realm. That's just like if you fear something and you have a dream about it, or if you've been thinking about something and you have a dream about it. Well, imagine if you're learning something, you have dreams about that. Imagine if you got a girl that you like, you have dreams about that. So it's gain, you know what I mean? You can have a dream about a girl, you know what I mean, after meeting her that you never met. You never dreamed about this person before. But now you meet a girl one time at a library, and now you had a dream about her. Y'all making love. So if you tell me that's not worth it, and your dreams is your ultimate life.
Right.
Also known as your afterlife. You know what I mean? And also in your dreams, you can travel to different dimensions where you can go to the Akashic Records. Your dreams is your ultimate life.
Right.
Also known as your afterlife. You know what I mean? And also in your dreams, you can travel to different dimensions where you can go to the Akashic Records, where it's an actual library. People keep in a library and everything. So never say to yourself that this realm is more real than any other realm. It's layers on top of layers. Dimensions and realities stacked on top of realities. Me and you have already said this before in other videos. That as we're right here, creating this, we're also creating something else, another dimension. Because we're creating this. Because it opens up a realm for other dimensions to be based on what happened here in this dimension. You know what I mean? If you go get a red truck in this dimension, then another dimension, you be like, I had a dream of my red truck. Make me a truth teller, like my boy Faze One say. Make me a truth teller. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying right now. It's all facts, man. But see, I'm nice. I'm nice like that. You know what I mean? I know for a fact you don't have to show me any. You don't have to show me anything physical.
Yeah.
To prove to me that you are who you say you are. I wonder about this. If you got this, I know you have everything. You have every single thing in this universe. You know what I mean? If I know you got this, I know you can create anything. You know what I mean? And I mean another realm, all that, you can tap it, come into my dreams and be like, I told you. You know what I mean?
You remember you said you see me in your dream one time. It was like,
I seen you in
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And we was in another world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As it is within, so is it without. And that can be flipped. You know what I mean? As it is without, so is it within. So when you see this outer world, and there's a TCC, and there's a library, and there's a place, there's females actually inside. This is why, okay, in ancient Kemet, all my Kemetic dudes, they gonna like this. They're gonna love this. This is why ancient Kemet, they would show you a picture of a man, a hieroglyph of a man standing up, or a drawing of a man, or a pharaoh, right? And inside of his body, there would be layers. And in those layers, people would be picking corn. You know what I mean? Niggas be tending to bulls, be family seen, because all of that was inside of him as his memories. Mm. You know what I mean? But the memories was actually, the memories were actually the real thing. It was the reality. You know what I mean? Because you could travel back to them, travel back to your memories. It's called daydreaming. Or even in your dreams, you travel back and you relive something that you did when you was a kid. You know what I mean? That's because once it was written, it's like the pioneer, I always said the pioneer, I said this is recording. I could always tell when my joint was recording and when I was asleep for a couple of years. When my joint on, I thought, I'm recording now. Because I knew anything I did and experienced, I would be able to re-experience through my dream. This is on everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was asleep, I might go a couple of years and not even remember what I was doing for that time period of my life, or be able to go back to it as third eye vision. But when my third eye comes on, because of certain practices that I'm doing that I wasn't doing at the time, I say, all right, recording. Everything I see with my eyes now is being recorded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is probably why God or one of those beings can pull back yourself and be like, you did this, you did that. You know what I mean? Because it's all being recorded. You know what I mean? But you yourself, you're recording it through your third eye. You understand? This right now, I promise you, I might have a dream tonight of me redoing this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's different when you're in that version of you, because you don't have to come out of the house and redo it. You just get the benefit of like, man, I was here. Like imagine if you was in your bed and you went to sleep, and then you was, next thing you know, in your dream, you was at TCC dropping a video. You got your God body status on. You know what I mean? You fully clothed, not dressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You clothed up. You know what I mean? You on the bud, cause you know how in your dreams you feel everything that you feel. You know what I mean? That's how you know it is real.
Yeah.
Everything is real. There's no such thing as fake. And that's how you know that we're living in this new reality that we're in now. Somebody had to do it. Give us 1 second, y'all.
Okay. Because you are unverified, you weren't even supposed to get this study room. It was my mistake. So you can stay in here till your time, but you will not be able to check out anything until you get your address verified.
Okay, gotcha.
I apologize.
All right, thank you. What's your call? Check new books on me. Cool. It's only because I'm new here, you know what I mean, my first time. It's all good. But okay, what was we saying? Yeah, there is nothing fake here, you know what I'm saying? And since we're in this new, what they call the new earth, you know what I'm saying, or this new reality, then there's no more yin and yang.
Yeah.
There's only one or the other. You know what I mean? So like I said, there's no such thing as possible. If things are possible, that has to be eliminated. You know what I mean? Yeah. It has to be all systems go. Everything has to be positive.
Right.
We can't be doing, you know what I'm saying, negative, subtractive. Everything has to be one way. So my boy Young Gutter broke that down. He said, there's no more. We're getting out of the yin and yang. We're getting out of the duality. We're getting to the one, the oneness. But the ETs have been on this tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cosmic law of one and things of that nature. The ETs were already on that, having forming a unified field of trust. You know what I mean? They stand around, they do the holding hands, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they was already on that. They wasn't in the duality like we was. You know what I'm saying? So, that's that. You know what I mean?
So, let's switch gears a little bit. How you feel about sexual energy and harnessing that and life force? Should you be giving out daily of your life force, and how do it affect your spirituality or who you are, and how you see things? Like, what's your take on it? Like, even like on the, when you tap in with spirit, and like what's have been your experience as far as like in that?
Well, it's like there's two natures. There's two natures in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One is the way of our primitive nature. You Lulu Amaloos or the Sasquatch, these Sasquatches, what we call them Bigfoot now today. And then you have our ways, that is the way of the Anunnaki. You know what I mean? Which, like I told you, all of our thoughts translate to the heaven, to heaven. And then back down, we get thoughts from heaven of what to think, what to say. You know what I'm saying? What do I do? You know what I mean? Where are these thoughts coming from? Who's typing these thoughts in? You know what I mean? Being computer, where is these thoughts? You're pulling thoughts from somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have the way of the Lulu Amaloos, your primitive nature. Eat, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Feed, sleep, fight, you know what I mean? So when it comes to energy, when it comes to the energy with chicks, man, it really started getting messy, I feel, when these angels came down and started making people more than a man. Because now women are more than women. Hmm. Now women are conjure women and conjure queens, and that's all stuff from heaven. So now you might could hit a chick. You might could hit an Anunnaki chick, and everything start going wrong. You know what I mean? Or start going right. Because based on what spiritually she's connected to. But it's not just sex anymore. That's why I took my time to answer. You know what I mean? Because it's not just mating anymore. Why do you think it's called mating? You know what I mean? And why do they think they say that the animals mate? Because it's a primitive thing that we do, but we put our heavenly sauce on it. Mm. So we say that you got to get married. You can't fuck nobody else. You know what I mean? You got to wear a condom. Think about it. You think God would give us pussy and make us wear condoms? You know what I mean? That has to be from a being who is trying to do something, but go around like people try. That comes from being trying to go around something and still do it. You know what I mean? Like how we say when we sit with mom as a kid, like, I'm gonna do it, but I'm not gonna let her see that I did it. You know what I mean? She's not gonna find out. I'm gonna do it, but nobody, you know what I mean? I don't wanna do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's what the angels was doing. Like, I wanna do it, but God says I can't do it, so I'm gonna do this, and then that'll make it okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are certain diseases and bacteria that certain Sasquatches and Lulu Amaloos, their system is accustomed to. Us as the gods, as the Anunnaki from Nibiru, our system is not accustomed to these same bacteria that these earth women carry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now you have to wear a condom when mating with a chick. Or now you gotta wash up after mating with some of these chicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The closer she gets to being a Lulu Amaloo, which is eating fruits and eating everything that has already been given to us by God or by Jehovah, which is one of the real names for God, which was given to me through the spirit realm. When she starts doing things that are closer to her nature as an animal, you know what I mean? Or as a more of a physical being, not an angelic being, then you don't have to wash up after having sex with her. Why do you think most girls that turn natural, they grow locks? They're looking like the Sasquatches again. Samson. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was taught by extraterrestrials that Samson was a Sasquatch. And this is why he grew his hair long.
What's a Sasquatch again?
You said? That's Bigfoot. That's the Wookiee from Star Wars. That's actually our mothers and fathers. That's the Christ. That's the Bigfoot Christ. That's a fourth dimensional big white thing. Bigfoot has never been captured because he's a fourth dimensional being. They got UFOs, all that. Mm. Why you think you got hair on your face? Mm. Why you think you got hair on your eyebrows and all that? And hair on your, you think you ain't a Sasquatch?
Why dude's here? Why? Because I'm hairy. I got a hairy back, low key.
Yeah, you think you ain't a Sasquatch? Or being from Cyrus, the wolf being, the wolf being from Cyrus, the dog-headed beings, all those beings come from our home planet, our home constellation. Mm. And we part of that's why we got the hair all over our junk. You know what I mean? But we no more reptilian, that's why we don't grow hair. That's why I don't get the facial hair. But I got hair on my neck, you know what I mean? I got hair coming from up under here. I got hair, I can grow hair on one cheek, but not on the other cheek. You think I'm not a Bigfoot if you're growing hair in the middle of your face? You think you ain't, and there are certain conditions, I think it's called hermetism. There are certain conditions. You know what I mean? Where the hair is grown all over the face. The eyebrows, the nose, you know what I mean? That's a actual Sasquatch in your mist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, these Sasquatch women, they was here. They was already here. Along with the Twa and the reptilians. You know, my boy Young Yoda break down. That was some of the oldest beings, but the Sasquatches, these are some holy beings. These Sasquatches, it's nothing like what the U.S. government has talked to you about. These Sasquatches, they take, in order for you to enter into their territory, they'll even take sacraments. Like, you could leave them marijuana, you could leave them tobacco. You know what I mean? These Sasquatches are spiritual beings. Some kids who got lost in the forest was found with the Sasquatch woman. You know what I mean? And they say that she ran away after the people came and got the baby. But they say that the Sasquatch gave them the baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These forest rangers and then ran off. You know? So these are ancestors. These are family members. But they don't get down the way we get down on the surface with violence. They don't believe in violence. So they don't interact with us. But they say that they do look at us as their children. But they say they don't interact with us because we're too aggressive in nature. Think about what we've seen. All we try to do is try to attack it. You know what I mean? Or be afraid of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is it in you that makes you want to be like that? It's extraterrestrial genetics. You know what I mean? First thing you got to deal with is genetics. If you want to start knowing yourself or knowing, you know what I mean? You got to know what's in you, what's in your genetics. Because then you know how to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think, like,
we snapping, dude.
Mm-hmm. You're really snapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in other realms, is sexual desire, like having sexual desires for, like, other women and stuff like that, mm-hmm. is bad or in a negative light?
And when you say other realms, what do you mean?
Like not on this planet, like different planets or.
Oh, that's a deep one right there.
Yeah.
Sexual desires for women on other planets. I mean, shit. I mean, I done had dreams of me with girls from like places that I don't know where I'm at, like in caves, like in caverns, like seem like I'm in the interior of the earth. You know what I mean? Shit, man. Like, bro. Like, love. I mean, you know, you've been taught to love what's familiar to you. You know what I mean? And shun what's not familiar to you. So love is love all around the universe. It's called universal love. You know what I mean? Universal. You know what I mean? So you could be in love with a girl who's a cyclops. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real. I mean, shit. A lot of them are more human than us. Mm. Some of these extraterrestrial species are more human than we are. You know what I mean? We are like a battle species. And the way that we think, and the only reason I'm saying this is because I truly believe this is true. That according to what I have, my research and my searching for extraterrestrial life and how they look at us, some of them are so advanced spiritually and emotionally that they look at the way human beings think as a sickness, like as an actual sickness, like to be avoided.
Yeah.
So while we thinking we the most civilized, and our girls are the only thing we should be attracted to, you got some galactic beings out there that they're way more peaceful, and they're way more being able to solve problems. You know what I'm saying? Than human beings are. I'm not saying us as the gods, but
We even got things that we can learn from these beings. You know what I mean? And the thing is that you're genetically tied with some of these beings. So when you do the mushrooms, you can turn into like this holy being. You tap in, you're like, man, I'm one of the holiest beings in the universe. You know what I mean? That's what I've seen, experienced as my myself on mushrooms one time. I was looking in the mirror outside of my car, and it was a sunny day, and I was outside my car, I had my shoes off. I was standing outside my truck, and I looked in the mirror, and a voice in my head just told me, I was looking in the mirror, I was trying to make out what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Like, I was seeing him, but I was like, what am I seeing? Because I'm feeling, based on what I'm feeling. And a voice just told me, you're witnessing one of the holiest beings in the universe, in the entire universe, you know what I mean? And how you can really grasp onto that? Is you have to just think about yourself during times when it matters the most.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Like, you, because you look at it like all your problems and your sins, and so you be like, how? But you got to look at, like, who are you when it matters the most? Like, how do you help your friends? How do you run to somebody's rescue? How do you, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what type of stuff do you do that will really be praiseworthy? And then you'll see how some of these beings in the galaxy look at you like that. And you can look at yourself like that. Like, nah, bro, I'm a very holy being. You ain't even you round divinity. It's not even on the level of that what you can feel in your sober state. You would have to be under the influence of, you know what I mean? Of a certain, or you would have to be in the spirit. See, like, I had a dream about so and so, he was God. The person was God in the dream. And every day in the average life it's just average nigga. Like, I done had dreams about certain niggas, and they was my dad. And I'm like, dad, this is another nigga I know. But he was spiritual, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's only a certain amount of spiritual people in your community. And if you meet somebody who's spiritual, and you have a dream that nigga was your father in another dimension, and be like, that makes sense. But to you, it's just another nigga. Where you just like, you might not like him, you might like him, whatever, but in a dream, bro, you see a nigga was your father, so. That's how I work with these Anunnaki, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, stuff be deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas be having spiritual ranks and be connected. All you can see is his habits. Like, I know that nigga, he goes to Hardee's, and you know what I mean? Like, no, he likes to smoke Black and Miles, or you're familiar with him, so you think you know him.
Yeah.
You don't know him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got dimensions of who we are. Starting back when we were babies, when you start to, these dimensions start to pile up, you know what I mean? People talk about who they were before this, baby, but all I can talk about is like my reincarnate, my past lives. But I was always myself, though, in a past life. You know what I mean? It was never like, it was a different energy. It was always something I can remember seeing and doing myself. Going, escaping from slavery, being sold, rebellions, holding out of slave raids, a lot of slave rebellions I've been in. You know what I mean? Destroying towns and.
So let's talk about...
One time I had a dream that one of myself in a past life, I was a kid watching myself in a past... See how I got my hair now?
Yeah.
You know, old dirty bastard. That's my uncle. That's my blood uncle on the Cuffy side.
R.I.P. the old dirty bastard, y'all.
Yeah. He's still around. I still see him in dreams every once in a while. But this is how we wear our hair in that family, inside of my family. Because we from Ghana. That's one of our ancestors from Ghana. So that Cuffy name come from Ghana, me and Kofi. Meaning born on a Friday. It's a Ghanaian name for a boy that was born on a Friday, Kofi. So my name, Cuffy, is just an anglicized name of saying Kofi. Because slave drivers used to mispronounce my name. So I'm Cuffy, you know what I mean? It was Kofi. So my sons, my kids ended up calling themselves Cuffies, you know what I'm saying? But so ODB, that's my folks, and we wear our hair like this. And we've been doing it for a long time. You can go pull up Kings of Ghana. And our hair just naturally does this. Mm. Like, even before I started twisting mine was already doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just put the more spikes on it. But so, bro, I even had a dream one time of myself as a kid watching either one of my uncles or my dad. It probably was my dad, but the reason I said I thought it was me, because it looked just like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I remember I was a kid and I was on a ship at nighttime. Probably like 1700, you know what I mean? Bro, I watched myself kill two white niggas, throw them off the ship. You know what I mean? Or it was like my uncle or somebody, but it looked just like me. Like, the way I look now, bro, it looked just like me. And the shit startled me. Because when I had the dream, I was always like, yeah, I'm ready to do whatever. Because I read on the Indian stuff. It was just life and death. Niggas was just getting clapped all the time.
The Indians was just clapping, niggas clapping each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, like, yeah, I'll be there for whatever. But when I seen it in a dream, like, how that anger really looked, it was just two white niggas. It looked just like me, but he had, like black type. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Two white niggas. And he just hit him side of the head with something. Just did something. They're both standing together. He just clocked both of them niggas and just threw them over the shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was just looking back, like, at me, the kid, and kept going. I was like, man. You know what I mean? So... you see, you know what I mean, you see certain past life stuff, you know what I'm saying, and certain stuff that you connected with other lives. It's always you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was a kid, though, like, in the dream, like, watching either my dad or somebody who looked just like me do this, you know what I mean? So, that's why I don't know if that was me doing it. And that was me as a kid, cause like I said, you can jump in these timelines, you can meet multiple people, you can experience who you were in multiple different realities. While still being stuff, I had dreamed myself in Egypt raids, where I was in like a storehouse, and I had a royal sarcophagus right there on one of the shelves, all gold. You know what I mean? Big ass sarcophagus or a nebunk. And I was in a storehouse, like it was like a one story, brown shelves. You know what I mean? Like empty, and on one of the shelves I just had a sarcophagus, big ass sarcophagus, like gold, the blue, the lapis lazuli, all that. And the dresser that I got now, in my bedroom dresser, it was there in the dream. It was in the storehouse room. But instead of the mirror, it was just an empty cutout where you can see outside. So I went up to it and I was leaning down, peeking over. When I peeked over, you could see like a green canvas, like all green, like one green, like just flat grass and like one little hill in the background. But, you see this brown, this Egyptian dude, black dude. He had on like a white cape, the white capes, and no shirt on. And he was carrying not a scepter, but the ancient Egyptian style sword. They got the hook on it.
Yeah.
He was carrying one of them. And he was leading like all the time, all these niggas like, come on. So I'm in the storehouse peeking. Like, oh shit, they coming to get me. They coming to get my stuff or coming to get me. You know what I mean? So I peeked back down. And then as soon as I had a chance, bro, I just jumped through my, this is my mirror that I got right now in my bedroom. Showing you how the portals and dimensions, you know what I mean? They're merged, the same, it's connected. Past, present, and future is all connected at one time. So I jumped over my dresser, but I jumped right through it. You know what I mean? Because there was no mirror, it was a dude coming, you know what I'm saying? Jumped through it, took off, ran to the right, and there was all these horses, chariots, just coming down over the hill. That's all you hear is a bunch of chariots. And I'm running in between them. And that was the end of the dream. I woke up, so I didn't have dreams. You know what I mean? Just like, because it's always you. You know what I mean? Your energy is all, you're always going to see who you are.
Yeah.
It's going to be a familiar energy. You know what I mean? Go ahead, hit me with that next question.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with this last question.
Okay, pretty good. About an hour or something, Bill. You mean?
You did.
An hour, 20 minute, Bill.
You did. What, Aten Ra.
I actually got that on my chain right now.
Was it something like he masturbated over the sea or something into the waters?
Oh yeah, to you saying to like create human beings or like
yeah
there's multiple stories of like a certain god's ejaculation making like the cosmos. But the shit, bro, the shit, like, it be true, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's different ways of how you can look at, because some stories say semen created human beings. And, you know, as men, we got the semen now, but us men, we're not from Earth. You know what I mean? We're actually from the heavenly realms and chose to come down and mate with these earthly women. And that's why we still have... This is why we create millions of sperm every couple of seconds or something like that. And we carry enough sperm to pregnant all of them on the planet. That's because we're the angelic, we're the heavenly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when they're telling you a story like that, they're trying to get you to understand how the male was the really the creator of all things. You know what I mean? They're saying the female because they're looking at it from a physical perspective. A human, you know what I'm saying? Like the mother in the womb and the womb of the universe. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, I'm God. You know what I mean? I don't need to tap into all that. My mother did this to the females, you know what I mean? Because, like, what are you doing? giving up your power to somebody else just say that you did it or say that it was right. You know what I mean? it's like hold up. Are you niggas? Because this is my question. I'm gonna stand up when I say it. This is my question. Are you niggas fallen angels or not? Or are you angels or are you gods or not? Because if you're a god, you didn't need to be born from a physical mother. You didn't come, you know what I mean? So the record says that man was already existing in the heavens and that there was no female angels, only male angels. And we came down and made it with women. And now the new humans are born of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Or born of parts of Genesis. You never even heard of that story. You heard that it was girls making girls. You didn't hear that it was girls making and then girls making boys by themselves. The boy came along from having like it's a whole different all types of stories. You know what I mean? He was an immaculate conception. You know what I mean? Or Gabriel came down and went half on a baby and strangely impregnated one of these earth women. But there's stories of actual angels.
Yeah.
I believe his name was Gabriel. The angel Gabriel, yeah. The Holy Soul. He came down and impregnated women to balance out these darker angels who was coming down and mating with women and creating these demon seeds who some of these humans that we're battling now. So Gabriel, an angel, had to come down and make these, you know what I mean? These good boys. So, you know, that's when people give you that story, because the Egyptians got the same story about ejaculation. I've heard stories about how semen created us humans, you know what I mean? That's all I'm trying to tell you is who we are as males, is that we hold an essence, Brahma, creation, the father, you know what I mean? The father God. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You don't need no woman to come from to exist, nigga.
Yeah.
What does birth have to do with the spiritual world? That's nothing I set up for. If you're spirits, then why do you need to be physically born? If we're all spirits and this is the spiritual plane, and you know what I mean? Things can change and come from the spiritual world. If anything comes from the realm of nothing, then why does it have to be a certain process? And why do you have to be under the black woman? The black woman is your God. You know what I'm saying? If there is no other God but the black woman on this planet. Y'all niggas talk for one third of the story. Tell the whole story. Where does she come from? This is why I started the video where I said, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I'm saying? We wrap it out with that one.
My God, he's God. That's my boy Marcus,
that's
man.
That's fire right there. Third Eye 5.
Till next time, Third Eye 5 is just a vibe podcast, man. We logging out.
Yeah, man.
That was a good
one, man. You good? You done with it? You done? You ended it? Stop shooting. You're fire, God. I gotta take a leakage. You ready for the edge up record?
Yeah.
Room just had to go. You see how you came, man, trying to stop our jokes?
Yeah, bro.
Trying to embarrass me on cam.
Tell your shit. No, wait, hold up. Where we at?
I can do the taper now because we
Oh yeah.
I we already brought the bag up. All right. Is there a bathroom up here, guy?
Yeah. Alright, hold on, I'll take it.
That's on fire though.
Yeah.
She said, I can't get my books. I want to think you upload on YouTube over here, too. Yeah. Since you have your computer with you. You can go on YouTube and upload it. While we wait for Shorty. While we wait for Shorty, while we try to get some bud. I wonder if she got some bud. She's like, hey, yo. Maybe I could buy some off her.
No. I know they ain't do that to me. Bro, they only played 4 minutes of this shit.
You lying.
See, this is why I recorded the audio shit, bro.
You lying, bro. We don't got our video? You probably just pulling up the wrong thing.
Nah, because it's showing just one. Look, hold
up. Oh, that's Super Buns. You'll figure it out, though. I got a feeling you'll figure it out.
Because
my most fire one.
That's why I was like, when
Well, stop your recording.
Cause, oh.